Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumo.com.
JD and I have both talked a lot about our fitness journeys and how important it was for us to adapt and learn along the way. But how did we recognize what worked and what didn't? This week, we're talking about some of the specifics.
It's a good point you're mentioning, right? Because it's really about the personalization. And you know, Stephanie, like I mentioned this before, but I had a high finance background, and coming from the growth equity, hedge fund world, we do deep dives on everything, right? The diligence periods are pretty insane, and we always work backwards, right? And so, you know, in terms of like the enterprise software, you know, space, for example, there were a few variables that were just necessary to focus on and to nail: high gross margins, so you're profitable, ripping up your sales growth, so growing at a healthy clip, making sure that you have enough fuel, so cash flow positive, you're not burning too much, right? And then obviously like the capital allocation decisions with regard to the CEO, you're not buying these, you know, huge expensive buildings, you're not buying these acquisitions or other companies that are not accretive, right? So ROIC was a huge metric, return on invested capital and incremental ROIC, right? So if you nail those, you know, variables, fast sales growth, you know, GMs, gross margin, cash flow positive, and ROIC, right? By and large, success would be inevitable, right? And so, you know, what would I have told myself looking back at like this whole health and wellness journey, and how could I have kind of shortcutted my success? Just majoring in the majors, right? And focus on the micro adjustments that I needed to make at the time that were kind of like the bottleneck. I think the way I view it is like, you always have a bottleneck in your life, like health-wise, personally, and professionally, right? And so if you focus all your time and energy on that bottleneck, whatever it is, right? In my case, I didn't know this, but my bottleneck was my addiction to sugar, right? And not processing carbohydrates really well. And so along the way, before I found out that little simple insight, I consumed so many podcasts, Stephanie, like you name it, like Dave Asprey, like he has one, Hyman, like All In, right? Ton of books. Dave Asprey has a few books, Longevity, Davis Clare, it's just like Tony Robbins, Life Force. What are you under, right? And so tons and tons of books, right? And so the outcome was I tried a hodgepodge of supplements, and you know, I tried this workouts, and I tried these apps like Noom and Beachbody, and tracking my macros and so forth. I got some spurts here and there, but inevitably, like I would hit the wall. I'll go on a trip for work, or I would have a bad weekend or a bad day, and that lead to like some negative momentum. And it really wasn't kind of meaningful, right? I took these tests, like there's this telomere test that told me at, you know, it was years ago, but when I was 28 years young, I was like 38 by, you know, chronologically. I'm like, holy crap. So I'm decades older with like, what's going on? And it told me this thing, and I didn't have any, so what? I couldn't do anything with it, right? And so, you know, taking all the supplements to like NAD, resveratrol, creatine, like all these things, helpful, I guess, right? I felt it, but you know, I didn't really kind of make much difference at like physically or mentally,
like a strategy or
yeah, it's just like this hodgepodge, right? And you pick and choose and you cherry pick, and you're like, what? Like, there's a new expert every day. There's a new fitness influencer. There's new some pretty doctor. So like, where do you go, right? And in retrospect, looking back, what really worked was just kind of having like a very holistic, systematic approach. So when I worked with Dr. Ryan, first and foremost, he used numbers, right? So he kind of did an intake with me, learned about my health biography, and then he added the numbers, so diagnostic lab testing. That's where he figured out that I had really weird insulin levels, like super high. So that indicates like I, you know, had some issues with insulin resistance. Insulin is kind of like the hormone released, you know, to transport glucose in the cell's body, right? But elevated levels may indicate the fact that, hey, look, like you have issues processing carbohydrates, you have issues with managing your blood sugar levels. But if you have too much insulin in the bloodstream, like you have strange side effects. Like, so you get thirsty, which I got a lot. And I was like, what, this is weird. You pee a little more than normal. You're like, what's going on here, right? Or your hunger, right? And so then you have this weird counter effects of like being, for me, it was like hypoglycemic, meaning I would have like low blood sugar throughout the day, spike, like my blood sugar would spike and go down, spike and go down. And I just feel like these weird bouts of anxiety and low energy. And it's like, what is going on here? And you know, a few other things were CRP and inflammation were off, and IGF-1. And these were kind of indicators of growth hormones, so recovery. My sleep wasn't the best. I wasn't recovering well. And I was overtraining. I was working out too hard, which is a weird analogy. Dr. Ryan was telling me, he was like, if you're working out 6 or 7 days a week excessively, and you're not getting enough rest, recovery and nutrients to back it up, you're breaking the body down. And so, you know, I think just getting that testing really helped me out, Stephanie. And then using the testing to kind of have a custom daily kind of like tracking and workout from our trainer and Dr. Ryan to tell me what to eat, when to eat, and have a cadence of somebody messaging me like, hey, do your workout, or hey, you didn't do your workout, like what happened, right? And you know, there's some devices like the Tonal and the Oura Ring, and you know, some therapeutics we all added along. But I really think it was just like the numbers-based testing that told me like what to do from a training inputs, hydration, sleep aspect, and adding on therapeutics and medications that kind of fast track that made my workouts work harder and my sleep work harder, my diet work harder, if that makes sense.
And working with the expert, you know, that kind of fast tracked you, kind of identifying what was working and what wasn't, right?
But I don't know what I've told myself, right? I felt like I had to go through that journey of pain and frustration and hit the wall. I mean, what did it happen? Like, what happened with you? Did you hit the wall when you were exercising or like going through this adaptation cycle? Like, how long was your, you know, cycle of journey or discovery?
I did, definitely. I mean, when it comes to exercise, I think that for everyone, you know, there's a lot of adapting. And when it comes to nutrition, I mean, there's a lot of adapting. But if we're talking about exercise specifically, I mean, I tried so many different things, right? I've talked a little bit about how I had tried like P90X. I mean, that's, who wants to do the same like
over and over again?
Five workouts over and over for like 90 days at a
same
time.
Videos and training.
Zumba. Yeah. Like I was doing these. I would find these like online programs and I would try and like guide myself through myself, because at the time there's no way I could have afforded a personal trainer. And what stuck though was when I started CrossFit, and what I ended up actually maintaining was more nuanced than just what I was doing at CrossFit. But I think that having a background in computer engineering, specifically with software development, I'm a very data-driven person, right? You know, what appealed to me about CrossFit was the workouts were planned around, you know, you have seasons, cycles, you have rep counts, you know, you compare your PRs season over season. And to me, I felt like that was really helping guide my physical fitness, and I really loved the rigidity of it. And I think that for that reason, I kind of would really stubbornly stick to whatever the program was and not necessarily listen to my body and just do it. And I've touched a little bit before on how it kind of wore me down and ended up being, you know, that was a whole nother thing that I had to sort out. But I think that having that data was helpful for me. I think it's helpful for anyone to have something to kind of look back at. But I don't think that it was necessary for me to be successful. I think it was more of that mindset shift. And I think over the years of doing CrossFit, you know, I had dabbled a lot in gymnastics, calisthenics, that kind of supplemental training, yoga. But I never really stuck with it because I had that mindset, you know, that I needed to do the numbers driven CrossFit, you know, CrossFit programming.
And that religion, CrossFit religion. Yeah.
And that was like 5-6 days a week. And even on my rest day, I would call it a rest day, but really I would, you know, go in and do some cardio or lift light weights, you know, a lot of times, and call it cardio. But I think when the pandemic came around, I actually, you know, I built my home gym. I kept doing the CrossFit programming because my gym was posting the workouts online. So I just kept doing them. But I think that I, you know, kind of naturally started incorporating more of the things that I think were in the back of my mind. I had realized, you know, I need to do more mobility focused work. I need to do more body weight work. When I'm physically really tired, my body is feeling it, you know, because I've just been lifting weights every day for 6 days in a row.
6 days, that's a lot. Yeah. Where's the recovery? Where's the sleep? Where's the, you know?
Yeah, it took me, you know, longer than I would like to admit to kind of come around to that idea, you know. And incorporate some of that mobility work, that all those pieces that have really helped me to feel like I'm at a point where I have a healthier relationship with exercise. And if I'm, you know, feeling really badly, or you know, I have a stressful week, you know, I might not even pick up a barbell all week long, you know, because I realize that I, you know, I can do the body weight workouts, I can do my yoga, and kind of like take it easy. And going through the cycles is something that has helped me create something that's maintainable. And you know, I've learned to be adaptable. You know, I work out wherever I am, you know, traveling. I focus on how I'm feeling. And I just also make sure that I factor in the kind of food that I'm eating. Am I eating what I need to support, you know, this kind of workout?
Oh, so the inputs and the outputs, you really are analytical about it. It's really kind of like a IO, you know, developer, yeah. Right? Like, that's really funny.
I think that, and it's a lot of people think of it, and, you know, I think it's natural to think of things in terms of inputs and outputs. You know, people talk a lot about, you know, counting your calories and then weighing that against your workouts that you're tracking with maybe your Apple Watch or your Fitbit or whatever it is you're using. You think it's really easy. I mean, for me, it was really easy to kind of try and distill things down to, okay, I ate this many calories and I kind of, you know, religiously tracked them and everything has to be exactly right. And then I exercised and I wore my watch all day and I know that I burned like exactly this many, but in reality, it's a lot more complicated than that. And I think
a little more sweat, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that I had kind of had to realize that, ultimately it's going to come down to those inputs and outputs, you know, energy in versus energy out. But it's more complicated than what we're seeing in MyFitnessPal and then seeing, you know, on our health tracking app, right? It's like there are so many metabolic factors. There's, you know, your sleep, there's your hydration, there's overtraining.
Covering and behavioral changes, yeah.
And so you kind of have to learn what works for you. But I think that kind of going back to what you were saying, having those lab tests to look at when it comes to like specific data, I think that helps a lot with understanding those metabolic factors. I've definitely heard of people, you know, doing the elimination diets. I didn't know until you told me about this that you could actually kind of have that as a baseline from a blood test, right?
Yeah, you could have a roadmap and it's like
some guidance there.
It was a little overwhelming at first, and to be honest, I'm like, oh man, no in and out, what do I do, my life's over, right? But I think, you know, seriously, like I think, you know, looking back and in retrospect, it's kind of like you had that advisor, the CrossFit trainer, and you've kind of dealt with a few diet coaches and wellness coaches as well, like that helped you. If I just told myself, hey, like you have a mentor professionally, like you have a mentor, an advisor, like for your companies and your startups and stuff, we're like, come on, like just, you know, maybe you should get an advisor or a mentor for your health and wellness. I wish I told myself that. Right. Cause they could have definitely shortcutted my journey. Cause this journey took like 2 or 3 years of me like Googling stuff and trying apps and trying this and that. And, you know, it's like really funny. Cause like when I talk to some of our clients who are business owners or founders, they always like say something like, I know just the guy, right? And they're talking about like a tax person, or they're talking about a legal advisor. They're talking about like a marketing person. Right. And so like, if you know just the guy, right. You know, a specialist out there that can kind of shortcut your time to a result and do it better than anyone else, world class. Like it can be the difference between like good and world class in all aspects of your life, right? And so, in looking back further, I would have told myself, hey, look, the same stuff you did in your 20s and 30s doesn't work. Like, you know, now is the stage of life like we need to kind of reinforce what you're currently doing and like scale for long term. Have like a long term foundation of training, testing, and therapeutics, and like a trusted advisor, right? Because, you know, for a lot of our business owners, they have a defensive tax and legal structure, right? But they need to kind of shift that mindset to their personal and, you know, health, because they are, you know, we are assets ourselves, right? And so that's kind of like the
long term.
Yeah, that's what the one story I would have told myself looking back is, hey, like, you're worth it, right? Invest in yourself, like, you know, view yourself as an asset. And, you know, don't, you know, put your money on these cars and whatnot that are depreciating assets, put it on your health, right? That's the one thing I probably would have told myself looking back, and, you know, work with the experts, right? You know, offload some of the hard, heavy lifting from them and kind of implement what they give you. I think that's the tidbit there. But yeah, it was a very interesting journey.